This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of February, 2023. If you've been living in the Bahamas for more than a year, you know that today is Ash Wednesday, marking the beginning of the Lenten season. It is Lent. It is a great time for us to consider what it is we are willing to sacrifice for ourselves, for each other, for the greater good, and for the body of Christ. We take a moment just to recognize that, because many, many Bahamians take part in it. Ritual, rites and rituals are very important. No matter what faith you adhere to, rites and rituals are always very important. We get the day going. It is a Wednesday. This is typically our man down mashup Wednesday, but today we are talking all things girls, all things girls. I have joining me this morning representatives from the local Girl Guides Association. We're going to get into that conversation in a second. There are just a couple of things I have to touch on. I'm only touching on them as we get into the show. The first is a message from Equality Bahamas for International Women's Day, which is the 8th of March. Everywhere we go, people always ask us who we are. So we tell them we are the feminists, the mighty, mighty feminists. Join the International Women's Day March on Saturday, March 4th at 9 a.m., starting at Eastern Parade. Check out Equality 242 on Facebook for more information. The International Women's Day Expo at the Dundas is the place to be on Saturday, March 4th. We'll have Zumba with Miss Deidre at 10 a.m., yoga with Whitney Fowler at 11 a.m., dance with Gabrielle Miller at noon, poetry with Maylin Ford at 1 p.m., massage with Relax and Escape at 2 p.m., free. And that's not all. Check out Equality Bahamas on social media for more information. It's going to be a wonderful week. Stay tuned to the show for more info about the week's activities. Second note, tonight is the season finale of Gombe Kids Season 4. Tune in to our TV channel 212 this Wednesday tonight at 8 p.m. for the final episode in Season 4 of the award-winning Gombe Kids. We get plenty of award-winning actors in the Bahamas, but I don't know outside of Sydney Poitier if anybody has won as many awards as the cast and crew of Gombe Kids. Award-winning. Last year, we went through it multiple awards. They piled up, particularly for Season 3. Check out all of your favorite Bahamian actors and creatives. Another quick note, on a sad note, there was another traffic fatality yesterday in Exuma, a hit and run. I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks to have the officer in charge of Road Traffic Department so we can talk more and more about traffic enforcement, moderating our behavior for safer roads. Another quick note, there is a beach cleanup this Saturday at Fort Montague, starting at 7 a.m., ending at 9 8 a.m. But our dedication to our environment never ends. BAMSI is hosting it at Fort Montague Saturday, this Saturday, 7 to 9 a.m. And you could call 397-6580. That's 397-6580 if you want more details or if you want to figure out what you could bring to Fort Montague to incentivize Bahamians to join the cleanup effort. Another quick note, Bahamas, let's celebrate 242 Day this Friday. On Friday, this and every 24th of February. That's the 24th day of the second month, 242. Show your Bahamian pride. Fly your Bahamian flags. Wear Bahamian flag colors. Eat Bahamian foods. Create and listen to Bahamian music. Donate in sequences of 242. Do something 242 times or 2.42 times. Like I'm going to eat only 2.42 times on Bahamas Flag Day. Merchants, consider pricing items for $2.42 or $24.20 or $242, etc. Let's have fun. That's any pictures you take or videos you post, attach the hashtag 242 Day, hashtag 242 Day, or hashtag Celebrate Bahamas. Hashtag Celebrate Bahamas or hashtag Celebrate 242 Day. Now, an interesting idea for 242 Day people. Let's have some flash mobs. Let's have some flash mobs in town, Rawson Square, right? To entertain Bahamians and the tourists for 242 Day. That'd be really, really cool, especially if y'all could organize it with some drone shot so you could actually see the 242 and bodies forming the 242 from above. Something quick. And you could do it all day. And then you could invite the tourists to come and join you and do something not quite flash mobby, but once you get their attention, to come and join you and sing a Bahamian song. Teach them the quadrille or the mash the roach or how to skull.
You should have said these things last week. These are some good ideas, though.
I mean, I got to give the time for the ideas to build. I had to let go of them. It's like a coconut tree.
You only give me 3 days to bring these things up.
A coconut tree, when you look at a coconut tree and have a bunch of coconuts on it, it's pregnant. And you got to harvest those coconuts, right? So that it can bring forth another batch of coconuts. It's going to get pregnant again. And so when you see multiple layers of coconuts, that's a coconut tree with plenty babies. And we haven't helped it get rid of the babies so that it can grow more babies. That's what ideas are like. You got to get the ideas out. So I had to get that whole batch out so another batch could come in.
I'm just having a visual about the tree being pregnant. But
powered by Juju.
I understand.
Powered by Juju.
I understand.
Okay, Mr. Nuri, joining us today. This is the perfect show.
Yes.
Today is World Thinking Day.
Yes. What is that? What do you mean by that?
I don't know, but my guests are going to explain to me because I may overthink it.
There you go.
Overthink it.
World Thinking Day.
Right. Our guests are going to explain that to us. Now, they are from the Girl Guides.
Good.
But I don't want you all to think that these are any ordinary women. These women, at any given time, they have under their control like 400 little girls.
Per time.
They have to wrangle them, keep them together, entertain them, comfort them, inspire them.
Feed them,
bathe them. You know, oh, Lord, you have 400 little girls, and half of them don't like to bathe. That's a good statistic. Half of them don't like to bathe. You know what it is?
My daughter, I know how that is.
Yeah, I went to summer camp. Mm. I know how that is. You're just too deep in the day to think about bathing.
Yes.
Mess up my time. Anyway, yes. Joining us this morning from the Bahamas Girl Guides Association, Miss Sonia Adley and Miss Elma Garraway. Now I'm going to let them introduce themselves. For I was a brownie. I'm 46 now. Oh, I was a brownie about 40 years ago. And I'm very, very happy to have you guys in joining us today to talk about World Thinking Day, to talk about upcoming Girls Guides events and activities, and to talk about a project that you are working on. Now, I noticed that y'all didn't bring any cookies, but that is okay. I won't shut down.
And I brought $5 to buy cookies, you know.
October.
So I get some next time.
October.
Okay. Me to invite them in October so we get some cookies there.
Yeah.
And you can add 242 to the whatever.
The calendar of events.
Okay.
All right.
October.
You heard what she said?
Yes.
She's going to bring us 242 cookies.
That's free?
At a $1.50 per box.
There you go.
$2. Oh, it's $2. Yes. I'm
$2.
Sorry.
$2.
$2 a box.
I shall bring $6 now.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Welcome to the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM mashup. Let us start with World Thinking Day.
Okay. My name is Sonia Adderley.
Yes.
And I am the Family Island and International Commissioner for the Bahamas Girl Guide Association. And I have the task this year to plan World Thinking Day activities. But I don't work alone. I have a committee that works with me. And we are hard at it because today is our day. And we are not just only thinking because, you know, a lot of people think we only think on World Thinking Day. This day is really about remembering Lord Baden-Powell and his wife because it was their birthday. And it started in 1926.
World Thinking Day.
World Thinking Day.
Okay.
Well, first it was just Thinking Day. And in 1932, it became World Thinking Day. And then in 1999, all the countries started participating in World Thinking Day. So right now I have over 10 million sisters around the world. We are sending out our greetings, our cards. We are just celebrating one another. But all of this is for our girls to understand that who they are, because we are training young girls to be leaders. Mm-hmm. We are training them to think for themselves. Mm-hmm. We are training them to be more positive and to stand up for what is right. Mm-hmm. This year's theme is Our World, Our Peaceful Future. Mm-hmm. But the Bahamas, we included us, you know, we are celebrating our 50th.
Yes.
So we have Our World, One Bahamas, Our Peaceful Future. And I must say we have had activities this whole week, beginning on Saturday with the official launch of our celebration of activities.
Now, I drove down Gladstone Road Saturday and I didn't see any activity. Isn't that where your camp is?
No, it wasn't Gladstone Road. We were all on West Bay Street at Xavier's, but our camp is on Marshall Road.
Because I'd be out there every Friday night with my tent and my sleeping bag waiting for them to open the campground on Gladstone Road.
You're to the wrong site. That's the youth camp. Yes. We have our own camp and my older sister, Ms. Galway, is in charge of that. And I mean, we have brought that from many a ways. I remember as a brownie moving rocks to build a wall. But now we have fence. But it is such a pleasure. And I cannot, as a Family Island commissioner, go on without giving a shout out to my leaders in the Family Island and my girls who did such a wonderful job.
But before you transition, right? Mm-hmm. I know I want to speak to Ms. Garway too. You mentioned Family Island Commissioner. I just don't know what it is.
Oh, I am the one stationed here in Nassau who assists all the girls and leaders in the Family Islands with activities that they might need. We send supplies when they need it. If they need anything from the store, our guide shop, we send supplies for them. If there's any questions about what is going on, I try my best to get that information to them. We have girls in Bimini, Grand Bahama, Abaco, Andras, Exuma, Elutra, Cat Island, Long Island, and I can't forget on Harbor Island because...
Crooked Island.
Oh, yes, Crooked Island as well. Yes, we have girls in all those countries.
You know, as a human rights activist now, I'm very concerned about the equitable access to fun and gallivanting for New Providence brownies because it sounds like these Family Island groups
have
plenty adventure, man.
No problem, strong. But the Family Islands, listen, we are so proud of them. During COVID, it was the Family Island groups that really kept
the Rangers,
the Rangers association going, especially the Rangers, which was our weakest link, but not anymore.
Do you all have a badge for wrestling mosquitoes?
We have something for the environment.
You have a
it's a part of our new dream program.
Okay.
And there are year and stage badges.
Yeah.
And the environment ambassadors and so forth and so on. There is a badge. There is a
I want to do a follow-up question for either Ms. Gary or Ms. Adderley, right? Mm-hmm. I understand there are rangers. I understand they are brownies. And I understand, what's the yellow one? What's the yellow one?
Sunflowers and guys.
Can you repeat the names and the different stages and the ages so I can understand exactly? Because I know my daughter transitioned from wearing yellow and now she's wearing brown. But, you know, I'm not the wife in control of all of that. But I'd like to know, get an update on what all she does.
The sunflowers are the 5 to 6 year olds. So it's 2 years. They have a part of the dream program. The brownies are 7 into 9, 10, and the guides are from 11 into 13, 14. Then the ranges are from 14 well up to 18.
And then there's a category, a new category called the Chikchanis.
Yes.
Which is from 25
that's all
and above.
I belong to that group.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So your daughter... both your daughters?
No, just the one. The other one says she swims.
She's focused on.
So Natalie is more in tuned in the environment and camping and doing activities and being social. And so this is really fit into who she is and her personality.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I heard Natalie has her own
YouTube channel.
And Natalie is going to do something for us out at Camp Discovery.
Yes, definitely.
I can imagine she can. Wow, because if y'all don't know, the guides have an 8-point program, right? In the Bahamas, it allows girls to develop a wide range of skills and interests. Yes. These include developing the mind, enjoyment of the outdoors, homecraft skills, service to others, relationships with people, creativity, ability, character, and fitness.
Mm-hmm. But I tell you what,
mm-hmm.
Your Chikchani slept on you. We have now converted and upgraded that program to a 5-themed program.
Go in detail.
We call it the DREAM program. DREAM is an acronym for what it is we want every guide to be at that stage of development.
Okay.
Dedicated.
Yes.
Responsible. Enthusiastic. What is the A? Adventurous. Mm-hmm. And the M is motivated.
Yeah.
But here are the themes. The first is one of wellness and safety. But you see, that would incorporate some of the old 8-point program.
Yeah, yes.
The second theme is a better me, a better you. And that is to deal with leadership. I'll tell you what they are.
And soft skills and empathy.
Probably I should let you know what they are at the ranger guide level.
Mm-hmm.
But they are all, you see, it is what we call like a spiral curriculum.
Yeah.
Where it is the one theme going up, and as children mature intellectually, the themes are as such.
Yeah, they are.
So let's go back to the first theme. It's wellness and safety. The second theme is personal development and leadership. The third theme is creativity and innovation. Mm-hmm. The fourth theme is global community and global awareness. And the final theme is the environment and outdoor living. And
awesome. That's where you could learn about wrangling mosquitoes, outdoor living. Anyway, we got a caller on the line. Let's call it just disappeared. Dear caller, let me apologize profusely. We're going to go to a break. Please call back, caller, after the break. I'll get right to you. We're just very excited about what's happening with the Girl Guides on this World Thinking Day. You guys, stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with the brownies. We'll be right back.
Music lovers, it's time once again for the annual Jazz in the Gardens Festival at Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, March 11th and 12th. your national fly carrier, Bahamas Air, is ready to take you there once again. Airfare to Miami starting at $263 round trip, taxes included. Group rates are available. Get your round trip airfare and see all of your favorite artists live at this year's Jazz in the Gardens. Book online at BahamasAir.com or call 702-4140.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Our way is clear as we march on and see our flag on high. It's never broke throughout the world, or hope shall never.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. In studio with us today are representatives from Girl Guides Bahamas. Now, y'all forgive me for a second. While the producer was playing that song, Dear Johnny Cake and Solo May, these are two of our leading improv musicians. Mm-hmm. I need a song, and I need a Bahamian version of that song right now. I need a rake and scrape version of that song right now.
Oh, dear.
For World Thinking Day.
You got the wrong persons to sing. I don't carry a note.
Oh, no, don't worry. Oh, okay. That's why I called Johnny Cake and Solo Maid. I got the backup.
You can hum in the background.
Yeah, you can hum in the background. Don't watch that.
Right. You can hum in the background.
Now, that was the Assistant Chief Commissioner of the Bahamas Girl Guides Association, Ms. Elma Garraway. Please continue your introduction. We got deep into the conversation.
Sure.
Because I've been waiting my entire life, Ms. Garraway, to say to you, it is now your time to tell me who you is, who you for, and who your people is be. Protocol being established.
Yes. Oh, it is such a delight to be here, and I thank you all so much for having us. Such an exciting show, may I commend you. I'm Elma Garraway. I've been in guiding for more than 56 years. Wow. I'm a Long Island brownie that started a long time, and I'm sure the older people would know, the lady who came from Scotland to ensure that the guide program was well established in the Bahamas. I was a brownie enrolled by her. But of course, as all teachers, as happens in the Family Islands, the teachers who are the leaders, they go away. And when I was getting ready to become a guide, as my older sisters were all guides, guiding was, it simply faded. So we need community people while teachers are still doing it. We need community. Yes. But to tell you, in 1965, when I came to the Teachers College, and who should be there? None other than Thelma Gibson and Corinne Thompson. And along with Barbara Brown, who was then the chief commissioner, she ensured that a new group of girls, you see, we were teachers, new. The Teachers College had only been started like in 63, yes? Mm-hmm. And that when we had returned to our schools and our various islands, we'd take guiding. And so they formed a group called the Girl Guide Cadets. We were young teachers in training. And believe me, from the very first minute I got there, Elma Knowles, as I was then and I am, Garraway added, I became a cadet. And this is along with people like Pandora Gibson, Julia Burnside and all of those who came along after, Barbara Cumberbatch, any number of ladies who, Sheila Dean Culmer, all of us, Gertrude Tinker, we all became cadets. And when we left that place, guiding exploded. And from 1965 through three pregnancies, a marriage, a honeymoon, I never left it. I told my dear husband, who is no more, I said, darling, I'll give up everything, but I am not giving up guiding. So you're going to support me.
This is how I practice my commitment, right? If I could stick it with guides, then I'll stick with you forever.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Forever and day. And it was 52 years he stuck it out.
But I want to ask two questions, right?
One, sure.
What do you do as a commissioner?
Right? All right.
And the second question, when you so you get to do it at one time, is you call names like Thelma Gibson and Barbara Brown.
Yes.
How have the girl guys recognize any of these people, and how have they recognized
them? And how we continue to recognize them. All right. Guiding is a very structured organization. It is non-formal education. We're properly managed. We are legislated by, we have a Girl Guide Act that was, and what Aaron read to you is what is in our Girl Guide Constitution and Act. And we have that to be robust so that the program now meets, the legislation is aligned with our program. All right? The hierarchy is thus. There is a president. First, there is a patron. The patron is usually the wife or the spouse. But of course, Dame Ivy did a lot of the functions.
Because she was like, no, sir, I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Because she was one of those original guides when Government High started under Marjorie Davis in 1946. Could you imagine? And Third Nassau has been going ever since. So there is a patron. Then there is a president who is elected by a council. Then there are members of the executive who are the council members. There are certain legislated persons who must be on council. And then those that are invited. Yes? And then this is the executive part. The chief commissioner is certainly the one who chairs executive and who chairs the uniformed branch. The chief commissioner is assisted by a deputy chief. And the deputy chiefs are then assisted by assistant commissioners, legislated. Five of us, like Miss Louise Barry, who's just retired from being, she was responsible for policy and programs. So there is a committee that ensures that the program remains relevant to our vision, our mission, our objectives, our aims and objectives that are legislated in Parliament. Our act was presented, said, the only act that ever went to Parliament, Erin, and unanimously agreed from the beginning, presented by none other than Sir Clement Maynard. He did that act, all right, for us. And that all had to happen before we became associate members of the World Association. So we have assistant chief commissioners training with property, with who else we got? Finance. And then there is one other, which is the other. There are, International and Family Island. And so, and then the uniformed groups are in two groups, divisions. One division is in the East. So that's a division commissioner, that's Gillian Wilson, who manages and serves as the coordinator for the districts east of East Street. Then the Western Division, Marlene Johnson, she serves as the division commissioner, and then they are further broken down.
Right.
And we have once in the Family Islands, once we have more than five groups, we then have the district commissioner. Grand Bahama has a district. Abaco has a district. Exuma has a district. Eleuthera has a district. And Andros
is a part of the Western District of New Providence.
With 12 new groups coming on. 12?
Yes.
And that's why, Miss Nuri, I am here to talk about what I'm here to talk about.
Yes, ma'am.
But this must be in the context of the bigger picture. Need we have.
Yeah.
The bigger picture is that the world has seen our world-class building on West Bay Street, which is our new headquarters. It started out going to cost us less than $1 million. Inflation, Dorian, COVID have all overtaken our fundraising activities. And of course, inflation and scarcity of procurement of supplies. That building now is going to cost us almost $1.5 million. We are almost there. We took out the elevator, which we needed. We took out the elevator, we're going to have that elevator, but not now. We just wouldn't use the second floor. We took that out, and we took out the landscaping. So we said we'll approach that as good women and wives always do in an incremental basis as we have the resources. But we need about $185,000 to get our bottom floor, which contains the Girls Empowerment Center. It is a huge room. And that is a room that we have gotten a small grant to hire someone who is developing all the management processes, doing the research needed, doing the surveys to see what it is our girls need to ensure that they are ready for not only to be good wives and mothers, but for those careers emerging from STEM. Science, technology, engineering, we put the arts in it, make STEAM, and of course, mathematics. Those are the areas we need. And we don't want that area just for the girls and guides. We want it for challenged groups. We want it for neighborhood groups. We want it for girls as a whole. Because if you would have heard the morning devotions this morning coming out of Abaco, we are saying guiding is a place for all girls, mm-hmm. where all girls can find a voice, can build esteem, and realize themselves, and speak up for themselves. Mm-hmm. We don't have enough girls. We have them being very educated. As we know, there are 2/3 girls and 1/3 young men at the University of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. You look at senior management in the public service. There are, I'm sure, more than 2/3 who are females and 1/3 male in leadership. But we don't have enough of our girls with the self-esteem, with the courage, with the security, with the confidence to say, but this is my point of view, and I have a right to be heard. And that's why we admire the work of Alicia. Mm-hmm. And Alicia got that nice adaptation of our Girl Guide song. Everywhere we go, everybody want to ask us who we are. We are the Girl Guides, the mighty, mighty Girl Guides. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is what our Empowerment Center is to be about. And I want to thank the parents of the ASOs of the Bahamas. And not only the women are coming in. You know what we notice, CA?
Fathers.
You were there. That's how I met you, mm-hmm. although I always listened to you. But the fathers were coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I've been spending a lot of time in the shop for many reasons while I'm monitoring the stock and selling. I'm trying to see who can help us. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Ferguson, whom I met yesterday from communications, don't forget you promised to help me with the webpage.
Yes.
So they are coming, and they know the value of guiding.
Yes.
We need our building finished. But really, I'm here because CA, I told CA of the need we have of the girls. Guiding grew in the islands and here because we wrote a grant and we got support for uniforms.
Okay.
If there ever was a barrier, there is the uniform barrier. So let me stop a bit and tell me what you want to
go
know.
Ahead, Aaron, so we can talk about
this. No, I just have...
There's a pet project.
Hold on, listen. I just have a couple of ideas. First of all, with the rich history you just gave us and the names that you call, names that I never heard in connection with this space, and obviously my own life, we need an exhibition for the 50th Independence Celebration.
We had the exhibition.
Yes. And you're celebrating 50 years, aren't you?
We're celebrating the country's 50 years. Okay. Yeah. We have had 100 years, 5 years ago.
In the Bahamas?
Yeah, from 1915.
Yeah. But we celebrated, that was the launch on Saturday, where we had an exhibition of all those outstanding women, those first place women in the Bahamas. And even we included our young girls because we basically take over the primary school award.
Okay.
We have a full page every year of guides, of brownies who are
top students.
Awesome.
So we do that. All right. We did an awesome job on Saturday.
So Independence Committee, we need 50 exhibitions for 50. So during the month of July, you could walk and tour exhibitions, including this exhibition that will be running.
Nice.
Now, y'all are talking about the Family Islands. Listen, I'll do anything for Mango. I just saying, if y'all need a program or like a scheme to raise funds for things, you sell me a Mango and I will give you money. Oh. Right? And particularly for my Family Island.
Yes.
I want to talk family. Go ahead,
Aaron. No, you go on.
Because first, I want to say that we have some powerful women in the House of Assembly.
Yes.
Women with means and women who would have influence,
Absolutely.
Right? I hear that you need $185,000 more to finish the downstairs.
Yeah, that's all we need.
So I'm going to inbox one or two people now to
Please
say, man,
do.
Ask your influenced people that we need to get some money for the girls' guides.
And it's just minor things. The contractor has been good to us. We owe him, I don't know, we owe him a lot of money. He's been doing work for us. But it's the little things that we need accomplished so that we can have our empowerment center, our management of it all. And of course, the first floor is a big training. That's pure training. And that we are prepared to let other groups rent our building for a season, you know, so that we can have, and it is beautiful. And why we really need our second floor, the entire second floor is dedicated to a dorm that can sleep 18 girls and 5 adults. Mm-hmm. And we are going to run it as such. And so women groups can. We have had inquiries from abroad. We want to bring our girls from the Family Islands, our own girls here.
Yes.
But we need money to help with these girls, not only in the Family Islands, but I promised a leader yesterday. She sent me the name of 8 girls who really need support.
Let's talk about these 8 girls.
What type of support do they need?
All right.
Let's talk about 8 girls.
Let me tell you what we need support. We need the support, CA can tell you, to outfit a brownie, not with the T-shirt. They're going to need a T-shirt. It is $69. That is not the book. That's not the resource. If they get their brownie handbook, that's another $10. Their badge book is another $10. And their T-shirt is $12. But we're only looking for the basic outfit. There's the brownie dress. Mm-hmm. There's the sash. There's the tie. There's the belt. And they wear the tennis shoes and the socks.
So $69 will cover the complete uniform.
$69 will come.
And we can have people sponsor $69. And then you forward it to those challenges.
Please, they can forward it. I'm sorry, I don't have the bank account number, but I'm sure Ms. Lloyd
phone number we'll call.
Yeah, we can, and we can do it. They need help. That's how we got, and I can tell you, individual persons from Exuma, we'd written a project, and that's how we got children in Long Island. We got children in Abaco. We got children in some parts of Andros, because it was just one group then. And here in Nassau, we've got a wonderful, wonderful group going with the support that we got. We, in New Providence, there was three groups that we helped. Erin wants to say why it is you can say that people are employed, but yet the procurement of the uniform remains a barrier. Erin gave me a good lecture on it the other day. Erin, could you please tell the Bahamas why a uniform, even to working parents, can still be a barrier? It was an economic standpoint you talked about.
We're talking about the working poor. We call it underemployed. People are working, but they're not making enough income to satisfy their basic needs, let alone extracurricular activities for their kids or themselves. And so you find that we look down on people. We say, but you wake in, why do you need our help? True. But it's not enough to pay the bills. Absolutely. And so those people are they're almost worse off than unemployed people, because they are working and can't get support. They can't get support from social services because they're working, right? They can't get support from charities because they're working. They're frowned upon because, you know, there are people with nothing. But these people are contributing and to the society and still can't meet their basic needs.
And if there are those with one, a parent came in, I felt so sorry yesterday. She had two girls' outfit, you know.
Two girls' outfit.
Two girls' outfit, and they wanted everything. And there was a little one who also wanted her book, too.
Yeah.
So I said, no, darling, this is the, and luckily that was the only one in the display. Yeah. I said, the others are not going to come in. They're going to come from England shortly until we get our own books made on the new program. And it is a need. And so if there are persons who don't want to give their donation to a building, that's fair enough. But you need a building because our leaders must be trained. The organization must be properly managed. And it's managed by one paid staff and a security officer at our campsite. We get a small grant from the government. And really, the staff that we pay, it is really charitable work. Yeah. That's simple. And the rest of us simply give.
I need a phone number. I need a phone number so people can call and say, I want to sponsor one child.
All right.
And especially the Crooked Island crew. I want everyone in Crooked Island to have the uniform.
Absolutely. The number, Girl Guide Headquarters, is 322-4342. Sonia, the email. They can also write us by email.
BGGA Association. Don't add the second A for association. It's just BGG Association at yahoo.com.
Okay. Cecil, let's think world thinking day. Y'all need an income generating mechanism to support your work.
Behind the cookies?
And you need, that's one part
camp.
Of it.
That's for the camp. That's for the camp.
That's a part. They need more income generating mechanism.
Oh,
And we need a private sector partner to support them with this initiative, right? Because I was just thinking, if I had some children and I had to go on vacation, and I love my children. I love them enough to take them on a vacation. That don't mean I want to see them while I'm on vacation. But if I could come to the Bahamas, right? And I could go on vacation and I could take my children to the Girl Guides, my girls to the Girl Guides and say, look
for
here, take these children for a week while I go vacation over here on another part of the Bahamas.
I like that.
And I trust y'all because y'all are the Girl Guides and y'all have an international network that you belong to and hundreds of years of practice. I would love that.
I like that.
And then we could be generating income for the facility, for the Girl Guides Association, while supporting the wider tourism product.
The child
income
won't go to
generating.
Camp. My child says she won't go to camp, so I'm prepared to pay for her to go to camp.
Yeah. And people are interested in our camp. People are interested. We got an inquiry from someone at the University of Bahamas. They're interested in doing a retreat.
Nice.
I send them a note to say I would wish to discuss it because we still do primitive camping with, you know, you must not have pitched your tent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
While we have showers, we have lovely kitchen facilities, dining mm-hmm. facilities, you're going to sleep in a tent.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So I want them to know what they're getting into and what liabilities that they'd be and what are their requirements mm-hmm. in order to come to our camp.
Another income generating.
And that's, we see that as a big income generating. Mm-hmm.
For our Family Island girl guides, that's the majority of the fruit is coming from the Family Islands. And we in New Providence, we love y'all Family Island fruit. Mm-hmm. Imagine now, the same way we pay a little extra for free trade chocolate, conflict-free products from the Global South, I would pay a little extra for a Girl Guides mango. I'll be honest. I'd pay a little extra for a Girl Guides pineapple.
Well, give us time. We're almost there in our nature reserve at Camp Discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Our trees have grown. We have got... our trail.
Look at that. I put you on the BNT tour list, the nature tour list.
That's going to be to officially open and dedicate that reserve. It's going to be one of our independence activities.
I'm just
going
to ask about that. What else do you have planned for the rest of the year?
All right. Oh, we have lots of things planned. Our next independence activity is going to be an award ceremony. An award ceremony where we honor all those who have given 50 years or more to the association. There are 10 of us who are in uniform, beginning with Miss Marjorie Davis, and we pray for her. She's at hospital, so we ask everyone, we hope. She has had 76 years. Amen. Whose life exemplified the law and the promise. And persons like Dame Janet Bostwick, who were in her guide group, Julia Burnside, former Justice Ruth Bode Darville. These are people whom Ms. Davis has...
Influential women, strong, powerful women.
I'm telling you, and they're in our exhibition. So on the 22nd of April at... Government House isn't available because it's costing us to go to Breezes. That's the only place we can afford. And just with a cocktail reception, the tickets are going to be $50. So we're sending out letters now to the businesses to say, please be a gold sponsor, bronze sponsor. And we have gotten two groups who have promised to be platinum sponsors to help us over till we go along. So we're honoring 26. There are those of us who have been in 50 years or more. There are those members of council who've given significant. And there are businesses who have helped us. And you know what I'd like to point out? Alvin Roll. He is from A.K. Roll and Architects and Associates. He not only been in. Mr. Roll got recruited on the council by Dr. Kevin Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Roll has been constant.
Still there.
He, and not only has he drawn the plan, he has been the project manager for our building and getting funds from the very beginning. He's one of those we're going to honor. Another one is Bahamas Waste. From the time Matthew came along and devastated the campsite, they have given us that big, whatever, 20-foot dumpster from which we clear the land, we improve, and they charge us nothing. That bin comes like a couple $100 a day, and that has been there. And Franny, if anyone is listening, we thank you kindly, and we hope you're going to come and accept this award. But there are other groups. The Rotary of East Nassau, Sunshine Rotary, they have helped us no end. And we have been honored with the support of the Templeton Group. They, without them, we would not have had the uniform drive, the girls that are going, these books, the empowerment center, the training that we've been able to do. We could not have done it without them. And there are the group, but to tell you what, we would like to thank the general public who supported us during COVID when we provided that COVID card. Without that, we would have still only been a beautiful shell, but they have been simply, and we have come up with another idea to use our printing machines.
Hold on, you have a printing machine?
Oh, yes. To make those, and you know what? Man, and you know what? An investment by a former guide helped us, and that was a significant investment.
Man, we're going to make $1 billion for independence celebration. You could imagine you could make cards for tourists.
She has all kind of ideas.
Anyway, that's, yeah, it's one thinking day. Let's get back to it. Let's get back to it.
But all kind of ideas.
Our immediate assistance we need is to complete the building.
$185,000.
But we need uniform support for the girls. Islands, yeah. For the first time, we are going to have 12 new groups on Andros.
Yeah.
We already have three. Three have started already.
Yeah.
The others are going to come on stream. And we know from experience in the Family Islands, because we've just finished helping 15 girls in North Long Island, and they're being ready to enroll. Whatever the parents were able to come up with, we were happy to have.
Yes.
And we have begged a significant person to provide the remainder for the uniform.
I know the Zonta president. I'm going to reach out now to Zonta
and
say, hey.
We need the others. There are three groups in New Providence that need help. And so we need people to help the inner city.
I'm going to reach out to Lowell Mortimer and say, Mr. Lowell Mortimer, please support them, because eventually they will add a sailing badge to their to their activities that young guides can train in and understand.
Well, I tell you, Anita Bernard, who was one of our presidents, our commissioners, she's one of those who's been in it for more than 50 years. She always felt that we didn't do enough to get those girls wanting a sailing badge. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, with Betty Cole being off the scene and Nancy Cole, our girls were always with swimming.
Yeah.
But we know Sean Neely, whose mama, Karen Lightman, who's been a leader for almost 50 years, we know that he'll be prepared. 50 this year. We know that he's prepared to help us with this. So that sailing badge challenge is a good one.
Because we celebrate, we're celebrating women boat builders and sailors, I think, this year, and sailing's going to be the national sport. International Women's Day is coming up. Look at that. I could sail away with my boatload of cookies to the family island. It's going to be brilliant.
As part of National Women's Day,
that
definitely Girls Guide, Brownies, and the like should be a part of that celebration.
Oh, yes.
So definitely.
We are absolutely there every year.
Now, ladies, I have a number of texts that I have to read for you from the audience. The first is, Erin, I would implore every girl to be a part of the Brownies and Girl Guides, because it seems like a lot of them run away and can't find their way back home. Their text, I really thought we were going somewhere. Why you had to run all the way to the left? Listen. A little shade, but yes, we encourage parents to get their girls into Girl Guides. I tell you why. Because we need systems. Absolutely. The Girl Guides is a system.
And a movement. Yes. A system. It's just not a little group. This is a system, and it is a movement.
Yes, ma'am. Dear text, I hope you were sharing from personal experience. Another text. I would like to donate $30 for uniform. Dear text, I am taking down your number right now to give to the ladies, and they will call you after the show to follow up on your donation. Another text said, is it 69 times 8, which equals 552? Is $69 times 8?
We need
For that particular group. Okay.
For a particular group. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
And off air, they can call me and we can tell them the group.
All right.
And there are a number of other young girls who need uniform also.
Right. Yes.
And so the number to call off air is, well, give it a moment for them to get back to studio.
Headquarters.
Right, headquarters. 322 4342.
Now that's, but if they want to, they can call me. My number is 424-0056.
Absolutely.
424-0056. That's Elma Garrow.
Right. Now that's $69, VAT not included. If you include the VAT, that's $100, and we can get the booklet. We can get all of the extras that go with it. Now we're all out of time. Please, ladies, your closing words.
Wow. I just want to reach out there and say, well, happy World Thinking Day to all my commissioners in the Family Island, Michelle Bailey, Audra Culmer, Beryl, I can't remember his surname right now.
Beryl Knowles.
Andrea Roberts, Latoya Curry, in Grand Bahama.
You won't forget nobody.
Millicent Corley, they know I can forget. But they know I could. We already said our World Thinking Day greetings this morning. And I cannot go without saying happy World Thinking Day to our Chief Commissioner, Leisha Burrows, our Deputy Chief Commissioner, Thera Johnson. I am the international. Mm-hmm. So that's the Training Commissioner, Avis Richardson, and all the other commissioners.
Absolutely.
Yes, all I want to say is that people of the Bahamas, we thank you for your support, and we anticipate that your generosity will continue to reflect the appreciation you have for voluntary service that builds a better Bahamas.
Thank you so much. We're all out of time. You guys stay tuned. The On the Clock Guardian Radio AM mashup will continue in the second hour. You guys have a great day.
Office of Alumni Affairs at University of the Bahamas, in partnership with its Alumni Association, invite you to attend the annual Alumni Hall of Fame and Outstanding Alumni Award Ceremony. Come and enjoy a night of elegance, nostalgia, and celebrations on Saturday, 25th of February, as the university honors alumni who are making a difference and contributing to the growth and development of the Bahamas, like Lisa Gibson Woodside, Philip Simon, Dr. Camille Smith, Aurelia Pender, Ariana Roberts, Troy Clark, and Troy Strawn. That's University of the Bahamas Annual Hall of Fame and Outstanding Alumni Award Ceremony, Saturday, 25th February at 7 p.m. at Crypto Isle on East Bay Street. You don't want to miss it.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.